your lapel?
Oh.
Shabam. I'm gonna give you a million here today. Too much else to do. So when you're done with the meeting, just take your microphones out. And it would be helpful if you could come let me know. I'm just across the hall in this big office in there. Just one way.
Okay. Yeah. I tell you that we've got kind of two-way interaction. If you control click and utterance, it'll play where it should be in the file.
Yeah. I'm just like sort of like preparing people for it looks like when you map them, it looks like everything yes then their stuff, but actually they've written a whole underlying different structure now, and if we look it up with my display, then we should fairly easily from now get to a stage where we can like select individual segments and click on them and then play that part in a compressed way and display against the information. Now at the moment the application is,
we should probably set those sizes because that's such an easy thing
to
do.
Sure. So at the moment we have the dialog act window and the graphic in the display.
Are you missing the sound?
No, the interesting thing is the sound came when I tried the last time after I triggered off something by clicking on something.
Oh, there
yeah,
it is.
There suddenly they come. Probably they're just slow and loading. And they don't miss the buttons yet.
Yeah.
So at the moment the display is still discoupled from it. It's loading your data. I'm not quite sure. It probably looks like Vera's data.
That's Vera's data on the display, but the segments are just made up, aren't they?
Yeah, the segments are made up at the moment. The code's there for integrating real segments. And this is summarized based on just Vera's data at the moment from some part of the meeting. So we're not loading the whole thing at the moment properly. But the important thing is this is summarized based on. I read that most pointing in the screen, you don't see. So this stuff is summarized based on the intensity measures. And we don't have the exact audio record for this, which really sent you just copying it. But just to show, they just put a music file in there. And the music file is playing without gaps. That's because the way how we handle it at the moment is that they prepare an audio file, mm-hmm. create an audio file dynamically from just the chunks that we want to have. And that runs in sync with what we have in the. I'm not sure why I'm making loud, it's just. So we see that running along with the playing of the music, we see the highlighted dialogue acts.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You can also control click on the dialogue acts and it will play that section of the file as well.
So, and that already, this part already is dynamically created. Let's just load it with chess instead, just to see the difference.
Yeah, if you want. Oh, that one looks almost, you need to.
So, which version of my data box?
The original, the very first one.
Yeah. Yeah. We were, like, doing this, we were just concerned with the whole.
Yeah, and it doesn't make it.
What am I looking for?
I'm
looking for a data manager.
It'll
is
be
it,
in
is
program.
It with name, or is
where
it
do here? I call your display?
Is it here where where it's importance file?
No, it's on your display where it calls which one to get. You just need to change the flag.
In my display?
I think it must be, unless I pass you it.
How do you do the summary?
Oh no, actually, yeah, you can change it for in the summary when the summary gets called in Program Manager, you can do it.
So are you basing it on certain thresholds?
No, not yet. It's just picks the top ranked ones at the moment.
Okay, so
the easiest thing is in Program Manager where it makes the summary. It's probably the best place to do it.
Do you know where it is?
It'll be above that. It'll be down, it's going to be after the data manager's made. Our new summary.
There's something read importance with a zero, and there's read word importance with a one.
Yeah, I can't remember where I put it. Maybe it'll be in the summary constructor then. Yeah, try the summaries constructor.
What's the difference?
Well, it reads them into separate arrays, and then you can just change a flag to select which one it gives back.
So it's just swap the value here on now?
Yeah, if you want. No, that should be fine. Yeah, I should make a new constructor that lets you set the flag.
So you have time this afternoon?
Yeah.
So this shows, if we see anything at all that we see at the moment at least, that we're definitely having a different summary, just because we're having a different important measure. So you see that it does something like at the moment, I think this
that's
one,
the old.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. The old version. So it shows. so if you think about how the old version happened, then you see it makes sense that words like prosody, just like a single, if that was the only utterance, that probably scored quite well and stuff.
Yeah. It's weird, online it complains about...
Who's and Ahams are spelled differently in the
yeah.
thing now, what's the problem? Should generalize.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the bar on the display version just yet.
Okay.
But that should be small.
That's a very old one, rather. I think those S's and E's and some of the single letters are because of the problem with my...
Yeah, no, this is very old. You should never call
the
cutlets. That's what we were working on. So we see that we have a very different density curve as well for this one. And yeah, so from here we go, and it hopefully won't be too difficult to now, first of all, put the right segments in, put a sliding bar into this so that people see where they are. So I'm constantly touching stuff on my screen, I realize. And then make selections based on a segment. Now, what we're not quite sure is what's the best way for, like, how the summarizer works. Should it always compress a segment to a constant length, go by a constant factor of time, or? What would you think, sort of, if there's a certain degree of summarization, what should be the constant?
I suppose it should depend on the length of the segment.
So always like a relative, so it should always whatever reduce into half.
I guess that would make more sense, yeah.
An alternative view would be that...
Yeah, but that's more than half.
Yeah, well, I guess that could be a
bit slowly,
yeah. An alternative view would be that you could sort of make it that it always is the same length. So if you, like, if the whole meeting is selected, it compresses the whole meeting to 5 minutes. Then if one one topic is selected, then it plays this whole topic in 5 minutes. But that sort of like, gives people a bit less control over... So maybe we should do it instead, but
I think that, to be honest, is something we can worry about at the end. I mean, that's quite trivial to change, and we've got a lot of other work to do.
Yeah. What's that you discussed for today, though? What's that you talk about for today?
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about the search.
Yeah, we need to get on that pretty shortly, I think.
Yeah, I'm thinking to do most of that index search.
Okay, so I'll need to do some changes to the program manager to be able to handle changing results.
Basically what I need it is just a list of words with an index to start with each meeting.
What kind of index?
I suppose it doesn't really matter as long as they're unique and I can pass them back to you.
So you can make them in a hash map or something?
Should we abandon the whole notion of seeing the whole one whole group as one single thing and just work?
Certainly for now, yeah.
Certainly for now, probably for good, definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want, you've just got there for one meeting, are you needing more at the moment?
Well, from the point of us developing it, it doesn't really make much difference.
Do we have everything for the same meeting at the moment? Are you all working on the same meeting?
Yeah, I think we're all using the first one.
Did anyone ever check if that's actually a good meeting, like, or terribly to others?
I think it segments quite well, the first one.
want to send the new prototype and we should change the data, where's the best?
The problem with the first meeting is for that there is no a hotspot annotation for that.
Oh.
But I mean that's not a real problem.
Do you take it from my directory or do I have to put it in?
Well, at the moment it's just an old file.
Yeah, but would you take it from?
It'd probably be best to make a copy of it. I'd have thought. I don't think I'm going to be able to do the speech tools through Java Native Interface because the documentation for them is horrific. It's really bad. But I think I'll just write out a script and do it with the system call.
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't think it's worth wasting too much time on it.
Yeah, it's not really important that we get it nice and clean or anything.
Yeah, especially because I mean that's only done like once every time the selection changes, right? So even if you do an hourglass, that not then even if it falls for 10 seconds, well, that's not
right. I don't think it'll take that long anyway.
I think we should just make sure that if it takes quite some time that the clock doesn't start before.
We just start everything after the summary's been created.
Yeah.
It's not a big problem.
Yeah, there's a wait for command for an external call to make sure that the external thing is finished, because in general like that's sort of running parallel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have some code for system calls like the handle clean and the output if you move like that.
I don't think I'll need it really, because I'll just dump out a temporary file.
Okay. I don't really know what to do just for. We have. See, there's 1 week after my dissertation, so before the presentation of the prototype, which I can work a lot in this.
I think we should decide what we want it to actually look like in the end. Because are we going to have some kind of tree view to represent the meetings and stuff? Because if we're not, then we'd probably have to make the graphical display a bit more information.
Yeah, well, the graphical display would definitely have more information. If we're at the moment abandoning the concept of displaying the whole series of meetings, just because it's for us like more bureaucracy, more complexity, and it probably just won't give us any running points in the presentation.
Mm.
Do you think it will? I mean,
I think it might. Why? Because Steve laid quite a lot of weight on. Surfing through meetings. So we should at least provide an overview of different meetings of one group. At the beginning, he talked quite a lot about that.
It's not too difficult to do in sort of a hack kind of way, because we can just treat it all
as one
meeting.
Yeah, and then maybe have some basic information.
We'll just create like hard segments at the start and end of each meeting, like ones that are red instead of black or something like that.
Yeah, so just a little bit of additional information in the display that knows where meetings begin and over, and otherwise internally we create it. Like, so we have continuous IDs for the segments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Other than, we'll just create a hard boundary in between each one so you can see the thing.
Yes, but apart from that, we don't really.
That's quite a cheap way to do it.
Yeah, I completely agree. So the only thing that would be that the display gets information about where they are displaced and how boundaries.
And what about the similarity measure for segments? Do we also present that in this window and do we do it across meetings? I think that was too long at the beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah, so initially I thought it was sort of more of a search functionality. That simply there's one button that says find similar segments.
Yeah.
And then in the same display where we display the search results from the search.
Okay, so it wouldn't be displayed on.
Well, so you think displaying like an information about similarity to the select, like to a select meeting, in, to a select segment in the other segments?
No, I'm just coming back to our initial idea of presenting some, you know, all the similar segments in across meetings and separating by some.
No, I think that's. I really don't want to do that, to be honest. It would be nice, but like.
It might be possible to do it in the summarizer.
Yeah, but it should appear as a continuous thing.
Yeah, it will still appear continuous on the display.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if it's worth much bothering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we do a similarity search and just like you say, find me similar segments and then sort of like you have a list and you click on one of them and then you go to that segment, I think that's quite useful, even without. Displaying them sort of discontinuously.
So how are we going to display the search results?
Well, I was thinking of just like really just a more or less just imagine those are search results, each of them sort of giving whatever. We should aim to get some names for segments, like just some extraction of something that we can call. If it's just the single highest importance measure phrase of a segment, so that we have something to display for them. Like basically it's just a summarization down to one segment. And it would just be a list like this, and you click on one and then you know, then the whole bureaucracy kicks in, like this gets the notification, this gets the notification.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you could sort of use the same thing for yours and mine. Because yours would sort of give just the segment IDs,
yeah.
And mine would give the start segment IDs. So basically this display will have information about a segment where something starts, maybe also something where something ends, like for mine, and some string that we pass to describe what it is.
Yeah.
You wait, your search, what would it return? Would it return just the specific, like it would go right to the utterance, right?
Yeah, I suppose my search would return the utterance, but if you're searching for a word, you need an index for the word in the utterance.
Yeah, sure. So in your case, like you would basically would probably say the utterance here, or at least some part.
Yeah, it would probably select it, yeah.
Yeah, and in my case, you would say some name for the segment, and then you would just click on it, and then like the whole thing would kick in.
Yeah.
You click on it, and the selection moves, and the display goes to that part.
Okay, how advanced are we going to have our search? Because I definitely think we should restrict it to. I think we should be able to restrict it to specific speakers
and
things like that, but nothing too fancy.
If you can pass me like the dialogue app with the speaker.
With the speaker ID.
Yeah, that should be enough, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact, if someone could create a file with the speaker IDs and speaker names.
Oh yeah,
is that done?
That
okay.
Yeah, I did that as well.
Where is it? Is it in the group directory?
It's in the data. Yeah, group data.
Yeah.
Data or something.
Yeah, the data manager should be quite well documented.
Yeah.
So you should be able to use that
to
search quite easily.
Yeah.
So what about?
Can I use that at the moment? It's ready to get dialogue app too.
On the dialogue app level, I've not got it reading in the topic segments yet.
Yeah.
Just because that was lower priority.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can get all the utterances.
All right. Yeah, should we just get started here? Making a search with that.
So what about a general layout like this, that we have here the dialogue apps, and there the player, and here we have the search button and the button.
So where are we going to put the search results? If we move everything to the right a little bit, and make a little bar on the left, like search results in there.
Yeah.
I think we can leave those like iframes and just arrange them sort of.
Yeah. Like we'll basically we'll get something to print out their location, so we'll arrange it in a nice little orderly.
Alternatively, we'll have like the whole thing running already when we do the presentation, and we just arrange it manually.
It's quite easy to do though, so I think we probably should.
Apparently, Microsoft sometimes or like using the task demonstrations where they just exactly knew which 5% of the system were working. That's what we're gonna do as well.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen anything from the other group?
We should try running their thing again,
yeah.
See what it does now. Or just delete all their code.
They have some great access.
Or just make it print obscene messages in the background to standard output.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is there anything we did in a time bomb that only fails if the date is the date? Yes, because we are nice people. This rate thing, do we have any direct control to that, or is that just directly controlling how fast it plays and sort of...
It doesn't seem to work very well. It's capable of slowing down the audio, but speeding up doesn't seem to work at all.
That's a pity, because it looks like it's doing something.
You have to pause it and play it.
From the original.
Yeah, that's their clock component.
Yeah, but also speeding up the...
Oh, it's all part of the same component that does that.
Do you think if we override that component, we just override whatever the action to that flight bar is?
No, we'd have to look in their code and see what it actually does. It's really bizarre. It slows it down, but the speed up doesn't seem to work.
Yeah, maybe it's a different constructor.
Yeah. Also, their grasp of algebra is terrible. Well, yeah, it shouldn't be minus two times, it should be half. Because that would be playing it backwards twice as quickly.
Yeah.
There's something like their skipping, would it actually cooperate with our system at the moment? Would ours skip automatically forward?
It should do, but you've probably gone past the end of the file.
Yeah,
there
we
go. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they've got the minus in the code as well. And something.
I know, I think it's just, it did do it, it's that bright selection.
Yeah. So do you think our preview for an overview looks like
a
meeting?
Yeah.
Would be good.
I think
simple.
Either that or another.
That we get that you can just like pass things into and then check when they got clicked through.
Something that might be quite cool is if you could, you know, like some applications, when you open a file, you get like a little preview. If we could do something like that, it displays like a 5-line summary when you're about to open the file or something like that.
Yeah, I suppose you could calculate them offline and just, you know, have like a little thumbnail or something.
Yeah.
We couldn't summarize.
The summarize is quite quick. It could probably do it dynamically.
I mean, it would be a bit pointless, but it would look good for the presentation.
Yeah, it'd look pretty, and
yeah.
I'm not convinced you'd get any kind of good quality summary out of it in only
yeah.
5 lines.
In a sense, I mean, if we, like probably that would be the same thing that we also display up here, because I really think that having like some, but that would probably even be shorter than 5 lines. Like really just getting, I think getting one or two. Best utterances for each segment would be really worthwhile. For the search results, I probably think that instead of a simple summary, something that displays the utterance where the word was like displays in a highlighted form where it was found.
Mm.
Another quite good thing might be do you know how easy it is to apply tooltips to things? In Java. I've never done it before. This would be quite cool. So if on the search result, you could give it each one a tooltip that had the context, like the utterance before, the utterance itself, and the utterance after.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
So that when you hovered over it.
Yeah.
Well, alternatively, you could always have sort of a third small component, where like if this was the search results, and then there's just like something else that's part numbering when mouse goes over this one, it triggers that one to display.
But yeah, if we can get the tooltip, we should use it though.
Because
I think it should be quite easy.
Yeah, especially with the preview, we'll be able to get tooltip fairly simply because it's just a property of it.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
I've never seen tooltips displaying several lines and stuff, because I wonder how good that looks, but we can try that.
It's quite common in like some applications.
Really?
Yeah.
So far, I'm using tooltips. you've worked on. But yeah, that should be kind of easy.
Well, we have moving down the graphical display, but I suppose according to the...
Yeah, yeah, we will have, that's actually, it's gonna happen today, and we will have proper seconds as well.
Mm. Is that quite easy to do, a moving cursor?
The thing I would like, I have to find out how to do it without redrawing the display each time, because the display at the moment does take, you see, like, it takes a fraction of a second to display, but probably too much to update it. Completely repainting the whole thing every second. So at the moment, I'm just whenever it needs to be repainted, I'm not thinking about what to do and just repainting the thing as a whole. With a moving bar, that's not a good idea. But until I think of something better, what I'll just do is I'll probably not have a moving bar the whole length, but just some indicator somewhere, like whatever, just a triangle moving at the bottom for now or something.
Mm.
Then I can just like repaint a small area.
All you need to do is just one value. The height, it doesn't change in value, does it? So if you just remember the colour that it was last at, then you redraw a line behind it of that colour, and then the
yeah, I have to find out the commands for like really just redrawing a small piece. So I have to just, there's examples for doing stuff like that. I just have to read up on it. But yeah, displaying the current position bar will be easy, provided that the whole calculations of like where we are in time here are correct. I mean, that's just something that isn't tested so far. But it should be. Yeah. So, the general concept, will you two just keep on working on improving the maintenance dimensions? Or do you think there'll be a point where you say, well, that's it. We have an information density score, and we'll be looking for something else to do. Or
I'm pretty sure that I can always find something to improve there. So I mean, if you need me to work on something else, I can try to finish my stuff early. But otherwise, I can still keep working on it, improving it, I think.
I don't actually, at the moment, I don't see how many people can work on the
program. No, right now it probably wouldn't be that much benefit. Right now it probably wouldn't be much benefit.
Right.
So now I've finished all the meetings, I think there's not that much to do unless I get some evaluation method. So that could be pretty difficult. I'm going to have to tag some part of it or something. Because if I can't evaluate, I can't do any better.
Because
I don't know how to do it.
So this is the component-based evaluation you were talking about yesterday, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit annoying, because like, it's my hope we could just kind of cobble something together and just say, look, it's great.
Yeah, we're just going to do something.
Yeah.
I was thinking about yesterday about that part, because it was not just like a decision you're taking, say, okay, we've been talking about evaluation in the first report, there's nothing new we can say about it this
yeah,
time. And I thought
yeah.
We said that in the meeting
yeah.
Before we wrote the report. And then he came back to the first decision saying, like, oh, you didn't say anything about evaluation, and then... But well, we did it in the last report, we said we're not going to go, oh, but now I expect it in more detail.
Yeah, he did give us the everything.
Yeah.
That translates to 80%, like, if those actually translate to really, like, their percentage scores, then that would be good.
I think they do, because that's the first 60%, isn't it?
60%.
So yeah. I thought they were 30% each.
What?
Well, I think they're 10%.
Yeah. They're only 10%.
Yeah.
They were 40% each, and this is how they became 60%.
I thought they were 30.
Okay. Well, how much do you think they were?
10%.
Yeah, 10%.
Okay. But also, it just means that it's relatively lenient, because I mean, the reports were good reports, but like probably somebody else wouldn't have said they were excellent, so that's
mm-hmm.
a good sign. It shows that people have been.
Yeah, I suppose you can see what's going on working.
Yeah.
And then you can see the funny display and you realize that it was all fake and you didn't
yeah, I think we rampantly underestimated how long it would take to do the actual software engineering.
Yeah, the interface and integration. Yeah.
So the thing is, like for me personally, I think a lot of work will be done in the last minute, in this specific case. That's not a new statement in general, but like the week just before the presentation, I have most of the stuff that I am doing now, I'm rid of it, including the dissertation, until...
Same for me.
See, I'll probably just be starting stuff then, because I'll be starting the SNLP thing and the DM project.
Oh, no, I forgot about that.
What are you doing for your DM project?
You can do like an online museum archive. You get like a document for each exhibit.
Yeah, I kind of nicked the idea that he went about Chord ML. I'm going to make one for guitar tablature.
Oh, that'd be pretty good one, actually.
Yeah. I think it might have fit off more like a jig, so I think it's going to be quite hard.
Yeah, we'd have to do like music notation and stuff.
Well, tab doesn't usually have music notation, it's just pitch information.
Okay.
See how far I get anyway.
So, gentlemen, if you got something like this and like this for always your current data, would that help in? I've been promising this for a week now, really, at some time.
Yeah, don't know if it's,
it might be a help. Because essentially at the moment, I mean, it's pretty much, it should be a question of copying it over RAP.
We can easily add a command line parameter.
It's not essential, I think.
We can probably add an open file dialog box with minimal methods of things, a ready-made component that returns a string or a file name.
It may even return a file directly.
Or
that. Possibly.
Yeah. So we can do that today?
Probably. Thing is, it, I don't know, it doesn't really make sense to call it file open or anything like that, because it's more like an option to set the path.
Yeah, but
because it reads everything just from one file.
Yeah, no, sure. It would not necessarily need to be a part of the final thing, but why don't we just provide some means, even if it does it automatically in the beginning, because there's other options just after finding. Then we can just publish a script that you just run and then this whole thing starts. You know what happened to me today? Like, I'm not sure if we had that problem before, finding the Java media, the Java X media stuff.
Oh yeah, that did happen once before.
Yeah. I was like suddenly panicking really, and then I realized that it should probably be fairly straightforward to get going here. And then I got that. Yeah, so if we do a work which automatically opens up a file open box, you're automatically producing the right format with this, with just per utterance.
Yeah, per utterance, I print the utterance or something. The idea of the utterance and
So would it be easy /difficult/ impossible, like at the moment if we skip to treating a whole series as one thing, so like creating one file for the whole series that gives the ideas from top to bottom?
Or even just the entire corpus, that's what Colin's file was for.
But the entire corpus?
If I just take a file or where one meeting is in, concatenate on those.
Because it's easy to load that much, just text.
Yeah. Where do you think you can do something like that? I think we should go for one piece, not for the whole corpus.
Yeah, I think it makes more sense to go for the whole corpus because the IDs can have gaps and stuff in them otherwise. And it means you'll have to read through the list of utterances when you're compiling all the data over and over and over and over again.
So you want the dialect act numbers to be continuous throughout the corpus, so that the second meeting begins with 300 or something?
Yeah,
but that's what I was thinking, that like the second meeting should continue to the first one stop, and for one group, that's true, because it's sort of like their meetings.
Well, at the moment, the main data that's just uniquely numbered throughout the entire corpus. Well, at the moment, from the dump file, it's just got them uniquely numbered throughout the entire corpus.
Yeah, for instance. Okay, and that's...
And it makes more sense to do that anyway, because that means you've got more flexibility with how you want to group them. And one thing you really don't want is ever to have two utterances that could potentially have the same ID.
But it just doesn't make sense in the logic why, sort of like, until here it's the meeting about this thing, and then it's that thing, and then it's this thing.
Like, yeah, but that's the point of the data manager, is to manage all that.
Couldn't we just take the and name each dialect act meeting dot dialect act?
It's possible, but it's...
From the name, but
it's not really much point, because at the moment it's got quite a nice property that the dialogue act number also coincides with the array index number in the array of dialogue acts, which is quite nice.
Maybe we're talking like, so your data manager, would that then handle the whole thing? Would that handle it, that this would only, like the display would only display one?
Well, you could choose whatever you wanted.
Yeah, so if, I mean, I don't mind where it's done, so if the data manager filters it out and like, I just think that in the logic of the program, it's much easier to justify why we say we treat a series of meetings as one single
but
thing.
You may not be interested in the same series each time. You might want to display all meetings that had a particular phrase mentioned, say, and those might not be the ones that we enumerated as one meeting, in which case you're going to have conflicting IDs and things like that. Whereas if you do it in the data manager, you can control any logic like that programmatically rather than doing it by hand and setting it in stone for all time.
I would find logical reasons for why you can just say...
Well, it's just good practice. Like, it separates the data from the program logic. What you're talking about doing is embedding some of the program logic in the data.
But I see there's two completely different... Like, I see each group is completely separate.
Yeah, but that's a decision we're forcing on the user when we don't have to.
Okay. But would it still, like, would we still, in the logic of it, still have continuous IDs if you say we take just one meeting? Like, would the display, for example, still be able to just say, I want from whatever, from the first until the last and everything in between, sort of, and the data manager would then display that just for the
meeting? I don't see why not.
Okay, well, if that's possible, yeah.
Have you currently got continuous IDs for your topic statements?
Well, I've only done the first meeting, but yeah.
Oh, okay,
that's
yeah, I thought you had done all of them.
For the topic statements?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, for the topic statements I have, but for the utterances, I've just got one meeting so far.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea was that there would be continuous.
I think everything should be like that, continuous in chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you've got, because different meeting series overlap?
For example, as there are not at zero values for every speaker.
I'm not sure. I haven't really looked at the data.
How will I count that up? I mean,
if there's no value, I guess you have to put zero in.
Okay. At the moment, I don't even generate any document for those.
Yeah.
But because when it's not zero, it's just a null.
Well, it might be more sensible to assign an average value.
But wouldn't it be better for the importance measure if that just wouldn't be part of it then? That?
Well, we'd want to use F0 when it was present, though, wouldn't we?
Hmm?
We'd want to use F0 when it's present.
Yeah, but where is that? So you'd also say that it shouldn't be part of the importance measure if there's no F0.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how we're going to do the fusing of the different importance measures anyway, if that's done in the program or if that's done offline.
I think it should be done in the program.
Yeah, in the summarizer would be the ideal place to do that.
Does anyone have a good idea, like at the moment to play around with it, what's a good way of displaying two types of information in the color display. I mean, that's probably logically ways, like if one is whatever, if one is the darkness and the other is the redness or something. Has anyone ever experimented with sort of displaying two-dimensional information in color? Because then you could do adjustments and wearers probably in the same scale.
You could use red, green, and blue to display up to three.
But we really want to display them separately because
for
the user
now.
One. Okay,
no, for
now,
now
for us.
Yeah. For us.
Might be interesting to have just the word importance.
Yeah, but then the user would have to know about what was what and what contributed to the blue stripes and what contributed to the red ones. I think that would be a good idea.
But I think probably for us, like in developing it, it would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll try the red, green, blue. Does anyone know what this hue and saturation thing like for that? No, nobody from which color work.
Well, I don't know how to do it in Java, but.
Well, it's not a problem doing it. Like, I think.
The trouble is that hue isn't a very sensible scale. Like, it comes up to like red two or three times and stuff like that.
I guess I'll just take a look at the Photoshop color cube or whatever it is, dim color cube. Okay.
Or you could just split it into two blocks, I suppose, for now.
Yeah. Okay, so we produce a version of this which opens up with a dialog box where you can select a file.
Yeah.
And then you'll get this type of display with a file. That's at the moment. So are we still talking about using that one meeting that everyone's using now? Are we talking about swapping?
Well, there's no reason why it can't swap meetings at the moment if the data's there for it.
So everyone should produce stuff for the whole corpus now.
Yeah, that's. Most sensible way to do it, I think.
Okay. We need the explicit information about each meeting, then, like, sort of from which utterance to which utterance it goes and stuff.
Yeah, that's, well, it's not reading that in yet, but that will be part of the data manager as well. Like, there's access classes all defined for that.
Is anyone providing that at the moment?
Yeah, it's in your file, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because each utterance has got an ID associated with it.
Yeah.
Okay, can we write one program that calculates all the for all our different contributions to the importance measure the absolute dialect numbers of a meeting? Because at the moment we all produce the numbers for each meeting separately.
So just keep enumerate it from the next number three.
Yeah, but we should all use the same program, I think. Prevent us from having too much mistakes in it. Or at least mistakes would be consistent.
Yeah, we should be consistent.
And I just don't understand much about how difficult it is to do different things.
No, it's not very difficult. And I can do it, I can read in different important measures.
As long as everything's in the right order, it shouldn't, like, we should even be able to just ID it when we're reading it in.
Well, we have got the index for converting from bearers' IDs to yours, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, it should be easy to do.
Yeah, I've done that for the correlation as well, so that was quite easy to do. Have you got that for? No, it's just for one meeting at the moment.
Yeah, I've got indexes for all meetings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if we email our script on how to like load it, so yours could always like yours could always be loaded in, I guess, like you there would only be one version of your data, and you just overwrite the version if you want, but you wouldn't have a file open dialog box for that then.
No.
Well, that's what I meant, is it's a bit pointless having it as file open, because it'll be opening those files all the time. It's more sensible to have it as an option
in
the location of them. Or just so you can configure the location of all the files as an option. But when it starts up, it should just read them from the default place.
Okay, but like, so making an option which one it displays or which one it uses for the summarization.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That was just saying, so that both Jasmine and Vera could see their data working.
Oh, of course, there's no reason why we can't make a development version that displays both. Has two utterance windows and two graphical displays. I mean, obviously, we'd have to pick which one to sync the clock to. To add another dialogue app window is really easy.
So we would have like each of those components for Justin and Vera.
Oh, like say if you could make a change to your thing so it could display like it in two halves, like the top half one, the bottom half the other.
Yeah.
Or maybe three actually. Maybe top half one, bottom half the other, and the third one an average that we can change the parameters for. And then, yeah, I could easily make it throw up three different dialogue acts.
Would that not require three clocks?
No, I'll just have two of them not synced up, because it's just for evaluating the data.
Okay, because the dialogue, the display also gives the information about like the relative and the absolute time, so that would be convenient if there's just one of them, because otherwise it's getting messy.
Oh, right, yeah, I see
so
what
why
you
don't
mean.
We just make a swap? Why don't we make a switch instead? Like?
Oh, no, it's still good because. Oh, no, it isn't.
I don't want to
like,
yeah,
I know what
like,
you mean.
Three internal times, guess what? It's just getting.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I guess really, I mean, alternatively, why don't we go for the simplest thing, which is create three scripts, or two
yeah,
scripts,
that's
which load a parameter. Command line parameter, which is which file to load, and then it's just there.
No, hold on, it wouldn't need three internal timescales because only one synced to the clock, and the others are all absolute real time, aren't they? That's what's displayed on that, the bar, is real time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they would all be in the same timescale.
Okay, would the others? We each have three summarizers, and then they all synced up with one clock.
No, only one of them syncs.
Okay, the other
and
one
two
is
of them are just
dialogue
yeah. Because it doesn't really matter that they sync up for the purpose of evaluating the data.
Okay. Yeah, so we have three color displays, like three. Or
yeah, I mean, not in the final version, just
no,
for
sure.
Now.
Or maybe to start with just two, like without even combining them in any sophisticated way, just.
Yeah.
Just two. Yeah. Shall we wrap that up? So, sorry, I'm
How easy would it be to make it so you can add arbitrary numbers of them, do you think?
You mean discontinuous?
No, like different measures to the display.
If I have to do it flexibly, then I probably, then it will not be significantly more difficult. But is it worth any effort?
Well, that's the thing, it is going to take more than like an hour or something, it's not worth it.
We'll never have more than two, we'll never have,
yeah.
We'll either have one or two, so in the end. Because you don't have different versions of it, but I guess you probably do.
Mm-hmm.
But then also we have to find more sophisticated way of loading it.
Mm.
That's kind of ground. So that might.
But that's easy, because mine can take any number of parameters.
Yeah, but that, so we'd have to have some. It might take half an hour and then just play in one.
Mine, I need to make a minor addition to the data manager and the summarizer, but it's more or less ready to go with that.
But it might, I think it might not really be worth it, you know. Let's work on the other stuff first, like some of the other stuff, and just provide like something where each of them, just if there's a adjustment script and a bearer script, and they each can load their stuff and see their data in the thing. They each can see it summarized by their data, and the other one is the static one.
Okay.
That should be fairly easy to do.
Yeah.
If I just double the display, you make a non-synced up set in dial gaps.
Yeah, it should be easy.
Yeah, and then they can tune, fine-tune their measures. I think it would be cool if we could check the night clock code or whatever code is for this component and see if we can access those rate things and do something useful with them and get notified when they change and stuff.
We could just make that rate be something completely different. Just disconnect it from whatever it's doing, and then have that set the length of the summary or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. So I think it's probably an easy task to read that rate, but it's probably more difficult to get an event automatically when it's changed. So that's why we might have to extend night clock and like override the function that reacts to that. The rate is probably a property, which in the worst case we'd have to set public, but if we want to react to it being changed automatically, we might have to.
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't react to it being changed automatically. It only reacts when you press play at the moment.
So
you have to stop it and start it to make any effect.
Okay. Yeah, so it shouldn't, like, even if we actually extend that clock, then it should just be a matter of changing one single method.
Yeah, I mean, just disconnect it from whatever it sends the media player and connect it up to our summarizer so it makes different length summaries. Because like we could make that not even have like a real sort of meaning, just put like max and min, and the user can just like set it in between wherever they want, without actually telling them what it actually means.
Yeah.
If you see what I mean.
Yeah. We could justify all sorts of stuff like that in the presentation by saying we deliberately try to keep any complexity in numbers and stuff away from people. I think that's sort of a line we should go by in general, sort of saying, yeah,
we should certainly take away the labels that say -4 times as well. That's incredibly unintuitive.
You don't want to confuse people. You give people something simple and colorful where something is moving and where they don't have to deal with any numbers or text or anything like that for that matter. In fact, that's why we've given you a picture of a dog sitting in a field instead of a meeting browser. It is nice when it comes to people down.
So what kind of change will you impose on the summarization? Because if we fine-tune it into that and it's not finished, it doesn't make any sense.
I won't make any huge changes.
Okay.
I could always have the ability to read the original ones, but it might be quite cool to have a combined measure, like just a weighted average.
Okay.
It's probably the most sensible way to go about it, and possibly thresholding it.
So at the moment you have got a threshold and everything that's above it is displayed off?
No, it just takes the top like 20 or 50 or
so it's some kind of threshold that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall we meet in an hour or so? Or probably gonna eat something?
Well, I was going to go to the gym at about 3, so...
Okay, well, that's planning the same, but if you want to get so much done before 3,
Well, to be honest, like, it's much quicker for me to get stuff done on my own. It make more sense for us to divide up, spend a couple of hours dividing up tasks, and then do them separately.
Okay, listen, so why don't we meet after 3 then? Because then I can, like, until 3, make sure that I have all the...
Well, it'll be after 4 then, because I'm going to go at 3.
Yeah, sure. So we can meet at 5, and I have the display code ready by then, which does the stuff like having a bar where the position is and stuff.
Okay.
And
so meet, say, 5 till 7, that should be enough time. Because, yeah, it's much quicker if we're both working separately, I think. Because when we've been working together, like, I've just not got a lot done.
Yeah, that's true.
And like when I go home, I'll spend like the same amount of time and get loads done, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, so you need a 5 napkin power and just work on. So I've made sure that my display has all the stuff we can talk about.
Okay.
Until then. And then we'll put those things together.
Okay.
And you have to work on the search, I think. And it's ready to.
So you can be up there as well then?
Yeah, I need to open.
It's all Java docs. The only class that's not Java docs is the program manager, because that was written in quite a hurry.
But I mean, like, we should discuss together which, like, how the search interacts with the rest.
Mm.
So that's not something that Colin should
If you want, if it's useful, I can have each utterance store a list of its words.
Yeah,
and you could also hash those words, which isn't quite what you need, because you want to be able to.
When would you have that?
What's that?
With each utterance, a list of words.
I have that anyway, but it's in the file, so it's, I just could dump it into a file.
It's quite easy. You just run a tokenizer over the string. I mean, it's about 4 lines of code.
Yeah, so I don't know if I could just keep the dialogue act. I just work with that at the moment. I'm supposed to discuss it later.
Yeah.
So, is FireSpinverse just direct echo and string of words?
Well, at the moment it's just a string. If it's text, one string.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be trivial to split it up into an array.
And where would be, where do you have it?
It's in Java. Like that's, it's modeled like there's an utterance class. It's just a list of utterances.
Mm-hmm.
Which format would you like to
have? I'm just taking, you know, a direct number and then string of words.
Can we not
give us?
Can get
that from Colin's file.
Yeah.
Colin's got that in there, his file.
Because
that's what I'm reading it from. It's got like a lot of other numbers as well in it, like the meeting ID and sweeper ID and some other stuff.